This is TWiT.
We've all been watching. It's been about a month now since Tidal launched. Tidal appears to be all wet, though. Sarah, have you been following its plummet?
I have. Well, I mean, I saw that one story about how apparently subscription rates have been really, really low after the initial splash. They got a lot of publicity when they launched, in part, I mean, in huge part, I think, because it involved Jay-Z and a number of other really famous artists. But it sounds like they have not gotten as many subscribers as they were hoping to. And I think this article even called it a spectacular flop. Yeah, I see the headline there.
They indeed. Yeah. and pointed out that while it briefly cracked the U.S. iPhone top 20 download chart, it then crashed out of the top 700. And here's the PR spin on this one, Bill. It appears to, and I didn't see a whole lot of these ads that were slamming Spotify, for example, but according to this coverage, there was some negative advertising by Tidal saying, saying how artists don't benefit as much from services like Spotify, et cetera. And what seems to have actually happened is there's a correlation. Now, always question when there's a correlation. You don't know that that means causation, but there seems to be a correlation, at least, between Tidal's negative rhetoric and Spotify's download performance going up. Seems to have given some attention to the service that maybe it might not have had and reached some customers maybe it might not have reached. Any thoughts on that, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, this is the same narrative that Taylor Swift started when she was fighting with Spotify. And so this isn't a terrible surprise, nor is it a surprise that Tidal is tanking, despite Jay-Z's tweets to the contrary a couple of days ago. You might remember that I ran communications for Real Networks, which included the Rhapsody digital music service. And we were really the first to market with a streaming music service. And we used to joke all the time about, you know, the latest flavor of the week to compete in the area. And really the only one that has done reasonably well is Spotify. And, you know, their numbers are moving in the right direction and have for a long time. You know, they seem to, my daughter who's 15 listens to them instead of Rhapsody, much to my chagrin. But, you know, they're getting that kind of traction. Now, all of that said, Tidal might even be a great idea, but digital music is a horrible, horrible business to be in. The labels are going to take a chunk of money. The artists get surprisingly little if you take a look at some of the royalty reports. And so what's left is very little for a business like Tidal or Rhapsody or, you know, previously Napster or Spotify to enjoy. So I'm not terribly surprised. It's a terrible business to be in.
Yeah, and Jay-Z has gone on Twitter saying, look, you know, you can't just judge us right out the gate. Give us some time. We're building an audience, et cetera. You know, not fair to say that we're a spectacular flop at this point. Evan, do you agree?
Well, it's about whether it's maybe too early in the game to predict the demise. Is that the part?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it certainly isn't a great start. And I don't know if there are any comparisons we can make to situations in the past where there's sort of been, you know, a few steps out of the starting gate. There's a stumble like this. It would be helpful to look to see if there are any stories like you could, you know, I would go research this by going through the archives of TechCrunch or something like that to see how companies have started in their first few weeks. I just think it's really interesting how, you know, it's the PR side of this that's more interesting than anything, because you've got these negative attacks on Pandora and Spotify, and that seemed to bring attention to them. And it's interesting to actually have seen those apps increase in popularity. And plus, I don't know if we brought it up already, sort of the negative side of having Beyonce and Nicki Minaj being the spokespeople. Did we talk about that already? How it's like hard to have a whole lot of sympathy that they're not getting paid enough as artists, and that title would be a useful alternative to that. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, it probably is too soon to tell, but certainly isn't looking good. I would say it's going to be hard to recover. But, you know,
right. They're probably going to be their ringside or close to it at that fight tomorrow. So hard to have a whole lot of sympathy for.
Got it from their royalties. Just their 4 or 5 cents at a time. You know, that's how they got so wealthy, right? So
that's right. Sarah, any further thoughts on this?
No, I mean, I had to resist when I posted this link on Twitter. I had to resist saying I told you so, but I remember thinking, I just don't really understand what the value proposition is for people to pay. So there, it seems to me like there are two things. There's one, you could pay because you think that artists, you know, you feel bad that artists aren't making enough money. In that case, that's when these really famous artists, you know, the association with these really famous artists, I think, hurts them. And then the other is hi-fi tracks, but I just don't know that market is very big. So I'm not at all surprised that people aren't, you know, running to pay for music when they could get it many, many places for free.